哦，也欢迎你跟我们一起读。
When I read it, you're welcome to read with me together.
约翰三书开始是做长老的写信给亲爱的该犹，就是我诚心所爱的，亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理。正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜了。我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。
The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
第五节，亲爱的兄弟啊，凡你向客旅所行的，
Beloved, it is
对不起，
lovely.
我把它读完，我要
Okay.
读五到八节，我读完，然后小声的读五到八节哈。第五节，亲爱的兄弟啊，凡你向做客旅之弟兄所行的，都是忠心的，他们在教会面前证明了你的爱，你若配得过神，帮助他们往前行，这就好了。因他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取，所以我们应该接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。
Verse 5 to 8. Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testify to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God, for they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth.
第九节，我曾略略的写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的丢特非不接待我们，所以我若去，必要提说他所行的事，就是他用恶言妄论我们，还不以为足。他自己不接待弟兄，有人接待，有人愿意接待，他也禁止，并且将接待的弟兄，并且将接待弟兄的人赶出教会。请。
Verse 9, I have written something to the church, but Diotrephes, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. So if I come, I will bring up what he is doing, talking wicked nonsense against us. And not content with that, he refused to welcome the brothers and also stop those who want to and puts them out of the church.
第十一节，亲爱的兄弟啊，不要效法恶，只要效法善。行善的属乎神，行恶的未曾见过神。底米丢行善，有众人给他做见证，又有真理给他做见证，就是我们也给他做见证。你也知道我们的见证是真的。小组请。
Verse 11, Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself. We also add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true.
第三节，我原有许多事要写给你，却不愿意用笔墨写给你，但盼望快快的见你，我们就当面谈论。愿你平安，众位朋友都问你安，请你替我按着姓名问众位朋友安。
Verse 13 to 15, I had much to write to you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace be to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends, each by name.
这是一封诗人的信，所以
This is a private letter.
他用了很多字眼，就是很简洁的字眼，
He used very concise words,
但是他却有很多意义在里面。
they are very meaningful.
首先，他说：“做长老的写信给亲爱的该由，就是我诚心所爱的。
But first, he wrote the elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth.
在这个‘亲爱的’这三个字里面啊，
This in the beloved, these three words.
你们刚刚读了，你知道他用了几次吗？”
Do you know how many times beloved were used?
有没有谁知道？
Is there anyone knows?
他用了4次，
He used four times.
短短的15节，他用了4次。
In just 15 verses, he used four times.
他说：“亲爱的该由。
He said, "Beloved
”
Gaius."
那该由这个名字在圣经其他地方也出现过。
Gaius was a very common name in the Bible.
在当时罗马帝国。该由表示喜乐。
By the time in the Roman Empire, this name known as Rejoice.
那在《使徒行传》、《罗马书》、《哥林多前书》都出现过这个名字。
We have seen this name in Acts, Romans, and First Corinthians.
据说在《哥林多前书》，据说。保罗为一位叫该由的弟兄受洗，施洗。
It is said that Apostle Paul baptized a brother whose name is Gaius.
那这封信到底是不是写给这三位？没有人知道。
Whether this letter to one of three of them, I don't know.
这个"亲爱的"这个字眼，
My dearest, the beloved, this word.
我不知道大家是不是常常在用。
I don't know whether we are using very often.
你今天用了几次啊？
How many times have you used today?
你早上起来有没有跟你老婆讲说：“亲爱的老
Have you talked to your
婆？”
wife in the morning? Greet your wife in the morning, say, "Beloved, my wife."
你有没有跟你的兄弟姐妹感恩节大家都聚在一起啊？亲爱的弟弟，亲爱的姐姐，很高兴又看到你们一起回来过节。
When you have thanksgiving gatherings, have you greeted with your brothers and sisters, say, "Beloved brother, beloved sisters"?
我们家常常看到亲爱的 emoji。
In my home conversation, we always see the emotion sign of beloved.
对，你们知道 emoji 的 emoji 是什么吗
Do you know the meaning of emoji?
？Which symbol is means 亲爱的。
Do you know which emoji
哎，
represents
有说是一个
love?
heart，那是有我爱你的意思。
Somebody says it's a heart.
有人说 emoji 是一个 smile face，一个笑脸，然后上面有好几个心，
Someone refers to a smiling face
就是亲着你满脸都是嘴唇。
with a lot of lips on the face.
亲爱的，
Beloved.
约翰对该犹说：“这个亲爱的，是他从耶稣基督那边得到了这份爱。”
When John called Gaius beloved because he received this from God.
我们说约翰是爱的使徒嘛，是不是？
We always say John is being called the apostle of love.
耶稣给他好多的爱。
Jesus Christ gave him a lot of love.
那约翰，使徒约翰用长老的身份，也是从这个耶稣的爱里面来活出来。
So the John used his identity as elder is also coming from the love.
他这个诚心所爱，就是说他根据神给他的爱这个真理，他来爱该有。
Yeah, because he obeyed the truth, and this also the Lord Jesus command to love Gaius.
对，我们常知道神跟我们的命令在要怎么样彼此相爱，是不是？
We know all the time that Jesus Christ gave us command to loving each other.
不只是去爱，而且你要知道你是被爱的。
Not only you going to love, but also you will be loved.
如果你来参加主日学或刚刚的彼此问安，牧师常教导我们说两句话，
If you are attending a Sunday school, after the greetings, pastor always ask us, say something.
Oh, 我们是先唱爱的真谛，然后唱完以后就说，耶稣爱你，我也爱你。
Yeah, because we always sing the hymn, the true meaning of love before the Sunday school. Then later, we will commonly greeting each other, say, Jesus loves you and I love you too.
我今天提起勇气来跟那个 youth 讲说，我也爱你。
Today, I just encourage myself to say, I love you to the youth.
Okay. 耶稣爱你，这个是事实，很容易就说出口，是不是？
When we are saying Jesus loves us, it's a fact. It's very easy to say.
但说我也爱你，这要有点勇气了。
But it's not easy to say, I love you too.
但我们知道这个说我也爱你，它真正的后面的意思的时候，你就敢说了。
But when, if we know the true meaning behind, I love you too, then you will say that.
这是耶稣教导我们跟用耶稣的爱来爱我们的弟兄姐妹朋友。
Jesus teaches us using the love from Jesus to love your brothers and sisters.
所以当我们知道耶稣基督的教训这个真理，我们可以大胆说，
So when we know this truth from Jesus Christ, we will love each other.
今天很高兴看到叶老师、梁老师来到我们中间。
Today, I'm very happy to see Brother Liang and Sister Ye coming to us.
虽然他们很累，我爱你们。
But you look tired, but I love you.
我也知道叶老师都爱着我们。
I also know Sister Ye loves our church, loves us as well.
卢妈妈，我爱你。
卢妈妈 I love 卢妈妈 we love
还有
I
众
love
位
you.
长辈，
All the
陈老师，好，
elders,
陈老师，
teacher Sun, teacher Yang, we love you.
去爱不容易。
To love is not easy.
我发现我们教会有一个现象，就是被爱也不太容易。
But I found a phenomenon, something in our church. To be loved is also not easy.
常常我们想说不要麻烦人家，所以我们不要接受人家的关爱。
Very often we reject the love of brother and sister because we don't want to bother them.
你们不知道有没有这样的经验？
I'm not sure if you have such experience.
哎，乃培，你刚刚从西雅图回来，我跟你做个好吃的。
Hey, Naipei, you just came back from Seattle. I made some delicious for you.
哇，这是一份关爱，是不是？
Wow, these are care, right? Really care.
我就心里想，哎呀，真是不好意思，麻烦人家真不好。
I feel really guilty, you know, it's so trouble to the others.
或许我们可以学习，我们就打开我们的心，接受它。
Maybe we can learn and open our heart and receive it.
你看到对方接受你的爱是很美的事，是不是？
When you see the others receiving your love, it's such a beautiful thing.
特别是这个年轻孩子在找朋友的时候，
Especially when those young people looking for friendship.
有时候真的是爱在口里，爱在心里口难开，是不是？
Many times it's a sad love in heart more than they can say.
但是你说我爱你的时候，你是等着什么？
When I say I love you, what are you waiting for?
你希望对方也说，我接受你的爱，我也爱你，是不是？
You are expecting the other recipient to say, I received your love. I accept that and I love you too.
这是一个很美的经验。
This is such a beautiful experience.
所以你看到约翰写信给该犹的第一句话。
When you see the John wrote the letter, the first greetings.
我们学到了，我们要去爱。
We learned we need to love.
我们也学到了，我们要接受被爱。
We also learned we need to be loved.
接下来我们看看。
In the followings, let's see.
我们再接下来看第二节啊，这个你看到没有？亲爱的兄弟又来了。
In the you see the beloved brothers come again.
才第一节刚刚说亲爱的该由。
The first verse saying, beloved Gaius.
第二节说到，亲爱的小叔弟兄。
The second say, beloved 不知道这小处。
他这边讲到亲爱的兄弟，
It says, beloved.
现在快要12点了吗？不是嘛？哈，快11点而已，所以我们还有点时间。
It's almost 12, yes.
有没有？我想我们可以多讲一些啊，亲爱的兄弟。
Beloved brothers,
他怎么不讲说亲爱的弟兄？
why not saying beloved brothers in the other order?
这个在英文上不容易看出来，但在中文上面，它有一个很奥秘的地方，就是亲爱的兄弟表示我兄你弟。
Because it's very hard to translate in English as brothers, it's only words as in 兄弟 in Chinese, but.
Yeah, 对。
But in Chinese, 兄弟 means the older brother at the first.
Yes，所以这边我们看到约翰当时写这一封信的时候，大概已经90岁了。
So we can learn when John wrote this letter, he was almost 90 years old.
他跟该犹这个年轻的小伙子讲说：“亲爱的兄弟
He wrote a letter to the brother Gaius, also put 兄 at first.
啊。”他接下来讲一句很美的祝福，哎，
The next, he send a very nice blessings
也是一个勉励的话。
and also an encouragement.
他们怎么讲呢？凡事兴盛，身体健壮。
What he said, prosperity in all things and good health.
正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
It's and well, you may be in good health and it goes well with your soul.
前面看到外表的凡事兴盛，身体健壮，要像你内心灵命的兴盛一样。
It's just he's saying all those prosperity in all things and good health from your outward, your same as inward in your achievement from your soul.
身体健壮，
Being good health,
像小
strong,
猪一样健壮。
like brother 小猪
凡事兴盛。
Everything in prosperity.
什么是凡事兴盛啊？
What do you mean all may go well with you?
就凡事嘛，很多事情是不是？
It means everything.
这外面我们可以看到的事情，
It's everything outward we can see, visible.
工作顺利啊。
And your job goes well.
成绩好啊，
And you have a nice grade in your school.
事业做得很好啊，
And you have very prosperous achievement in your business.
赚钱很多，
And you earn a lot of money.
哇，这好像是世界上的事情是吧？
They are all worldly things.
但是要正如，就表示说就要像你灵命兴盛一样。
But it also goes well with your soul.
这不是只有单方面，这个祝福是双方面，里外都要兴盛。
But this blessing is twofold. It's not just for outward, it's also for your inward soul.
这也告诉我们，我们要做盐做光，要有好行为来荣耀神。
It also tells us we need to be a salt and a light, having a good behavior and glory of God.
接下来，你看保罗写信，他第三节的时候，他转过来了，他说什么？有弟兄来证明你心里的真理。
Then you see the Paul just coming, say, For I rejoice greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truths.
他用了2个字，跟前面一节讲的“正如”是不是？
He used two words like we mentioned before, as indeed.
你按真理而行，
You are walking in the truth.
他先从里面又讲到外面来了。
He just coming out from the inward to the outward now.
那约翰因这个事情非常喜乐，
So John was very happy.
然后他用第四节，他讲到什么？我听见我的儿女们。
So in verse 4, He said, I have no great joy than to hear that my children are walking the truth.
我们不难看到。使徒约翰用长老的身份看他的羊群，就像儿女一样。
It's not difficult for us to see the Apostle John was looking after his children as his flock.
一个长老牧养的羊群，就像他的孩子一样。
An elder pastors, he shepherds his flocks, like looking after his food.
我背两个人生，一句话都说完了。怎么会有这个声音？有人在帮我讲。他们的亲戚跟他自己生的才忙，就是，他这个就，可能听起来好像有一点困难。你压根没，你压根除了他儿女，他没亲戚，在美国一个人都没有。但是他这个人。He
sent our prayers to them.
我们为他们祷告啊，希望他们家里都没事。为人父母的，什么事是让我们最喜乐？To
be a parent, what is the most rejoice for us?
什么事让你听到哇，太棒了？Which
things can cause you to say, "That's so good"?
这是约翰跟我们讲的，跟甘尼讲，他什么东西是叫的最高兴的？ 就是孩子按真理而行。
So this is from this verse, you can see what's the greatest joy is that my children are walking in the truth.
哇哦，你的成绩今年回来全部是 A 呀！
Wow, your GPA this year is all A's.
你才刚去这个新公司，你马上就升迁了。
Well, you were promoted just joined that company.
哇哦，你真是太有福气了。公司
Wow.
的老板很赏识你啊！
Wow, you have such blessings. All your bosses really appreciate your work.
哎，这是蛮叫人欢喜快乐的事。
These are things we feel joyful.
我希望有一天我们看到，哇，恩典堂的座位坐得满满的哎！
I hope someday we all saying, "Wow, there's all seats are full in Great Chinese Church."
但是使徒约翰。跟该有讲说，他最喜乐的不是人都坐满，而是坐满的每一位都按真理而行。
However, the Apostle John said to Gaius, "It's not all we are receiving so many peoples in the church, but all those people on the seat, they are walking in the truth.
按真理而行。
We follow the truth.
什么是真理？
What is the truth?"
你看，我们这边听到，该有心存真理。
Now we hear the Gaius has truth in his heart.
使徒约翰在真理中爱他的该有。
Apostle John loves Gaius in the truth.
使徒约翰欢喜快乐，看到该有走在行在真理中。
Apostle John was so happy when he sees Gaius walking in the truth.
这个"真理"这两个字涵盖好多好多内容在里面，是不是？
The truth covers so many meanings.
你知道比拉多在审判耶稣的时候，他说了一句话："真理是什
When Jesus Christ was judged by Plato, so he said, "What is truth?"
？”耶稣有说什么吗？
Did Jesus say something?
真理就站在他前面啊，是不是？还有什么好说的呢？
So truth is standing in front of him, what he needs to say.
所以真理在在这个约翰所讲的真理，可以最主要，你可以看到，它是包主要就是讲耶稣基督。
So when Jesus mentioned the truth, he mainly mentioned Jesus Christ.
约翰福音里面讲到，耶稣就是道路、真理、生命，是不是？
In John, the book of John, we said that Jesus is the road and the life and truth.
另外，在约翰一书讲到，真理可以是圣灵。
In First John, the also truth can be the Holy Spirit.
真理来了，可以引导我们进入真理。哎，圣灵来了，可以引导我们进入真理。
When
在
Holy
约翰，
Spirit comes, it will guide us go to the truth.
真理也是神的诫命。
So the truth is also God's lesson, God's
Command，
commands.
真理也神的叫我们要爱神，要爱人如己，要彼此相爱。
God asks us to love each other.
接下来，我们继续看。
Follow that. Let's read it.
该犹知道了真理，他把真理活出来。这边他特别讲到，是亲爱的兄弟啊，又来了。
Gaius knows truth, and he also lives out the truth. Here he said, "Beloved, it's coming again, beloved."
如果是现在的话，可能又贴一个 emoji 了。
If now, say, we will probably send another emoji in
他
it.
说：“该犹啊，
He said,
你向做客旅的弟兄所行的都是忠心的。
Gaius, it is faithful things you do in all efforts for those brothers.
”很多圣经学者在讲约翰三书跟约翰二书有一个强烈的对比的地方。
Many scholars see a strong comparison between John 3 and John 1st.
John second，
John 2nd.
哎，second John，他
Second,
讲到了就是接待。
he mentioned the reception.
你还记不记得在约翰二书讲说，有一种人，我们不要接待他，甚至不要向他问安。
Do you remember in John 2nd that mentioned some kind of person we should not welcome?
就是敌基督、假教师。
And those people who anti Jesus Christ. And also false teachers.
在约翰三书，反过来有一种人，我们必须要接待他。
In John 3, on the contrary, there are a group of people we must welcome them.
就是该由接待做客旅的弟兄。
So it's those people, strangers, and for Gaius who accept them.
这边做客旅的意思就是说，你不一定要认识这个人，但你知道。他说他是弟兄姐妹，他相信耶稣基督是他个人的救主，是神的儿子。你接待他。
In here, it doesn't necessary for you to know all those strangers or peoples. As long as they believe God, you must welcome them.
那接待这样的客旅，为什么接待他们呢？是因为
Why the reason we have to welcome them?
是在第七节讲到了。
In verse 7, it mentioned.
因为他们出外传为主的名传福音，
For they have gone out for the sake of the name,
而且他们不向外邦人要任何东西。
but accepting nothing from the Gentiles.
就像保罗讲的，他传福音要叫人不花钱得福音。
Like Apostle Paul said, share the gospel like people do not need to spend a penny, but they receive the good news.
对于这样的弟兄姐妹，我们必须要接待他们。
For these kind of brothers and sisters, we must welcome them.
那这边第六节有一个很有意思的地方，他说，这些被该犹接待的人，跟他们回去跟教会讲说，该犹很有爱心呢。
In verse 6, it's also very interesting, I see. Who testify to your love before the church, you will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God.
那使徒约翰跟该犹讲说：“你怎么接待他们呢
Apostle John told Gaius how to welcome them.
？”他说：“你若配得过神，帮助他们往前行，这就好了。
He said it is good enough if they are worthy of God to help them on their way.
”就是用神所喜悦的方式来接待他们，
It
帮助他
mean,
们继续传福音，这就
it
好了。
means just preparing them and welcome them in a way which pleases the God.
你说，在我们现今的时代，我们要怎么做呢？
So in the normal days, how can we do that?
你们，我想有个例子，就是一个便当，
I just trying to have an example, like a lunchbox.
为什么我说一个便当呢？
Why I say a lunchbox?
我看到我们教会也曾经有这样的心情。
I saw there such faith existing in our church.
他要走了，我们给他准备一个便当。
When a person leaves, we prepare a lunchbox for
他在
him.
这边吃完了中饭，吃得饱饱的，要回去的，还可以便当带回去。
If he already had lunch with us, we also prepare a lunchbox for him for maybe for dinner.
我有看到 曾经看过拿定，他必须要先走，我们给他准备一个便当。
I saw when the Nadine comes to teach our kids, she must leave early, so we prepare a lunchbox for her.
那就是一个关怀他，让他继续往前行的心。
It's just a love, just praying for her journey.
就当他还没说的时候，我们就有这个心来关心他。
When even before she speaks out her needs, we prepare it for her.
我不知道你们有没有一个经验，就是比准备一个便当能够准备的更是合神心意的。
I'm not sure, do you have such experience to prepare a meaningful lunchbox, please God?
我记得我小时候啊。
I remember when I was a child.
我相信这边也有弟兄姐妹小时候要去上学。
I believe some of us had the same experience going to school.
那一般我们就是在晚上吃完饭以后有剩下的装个便当，明天带嘛，是不是？
So usually we prepare the lunchbox after the dinner and prepare for tomorrow's lunchbox.
我很感谢我的妈妈。
I really thankful my mom.
我们在还没吃饭以前啊，她就已经把便当先做好。
Before we even go to the dinner, she already prepared such box for me.
想起来蛮甘甜的啊。
So when I think about back, it's really sweet for me.
不是吃剩下的，你明天带带吧。
It's not left over for my tomorrow's lunch.
而是他事先已经为我们预备了。
It's a well-prepared food.
是我们还在迷失的时候，神就为我们预备了主耶稣基督。
It's a soul food prepared for us when we lost in the world.
我这几天在读这段经文的时候，发现真的是太美了。
So these days, when I read these verses, I feel so beautiful.
我想到我怎么会去接待一个我不认识的弟兄到我家里来住，给他吃，然后送他继续传福音。
I'm thinking about how can I accept a stranger who is a brother come to my house. I accommodate, provide all accommodation for his gospel sharing.
有牧师要来这边做布道会，要住我们家，住旅馆也不错吧。
So when pastor from other cities come to us for gospel sharing, he may live in stay in my house. Maybe I will think it's better. Maybe he stays in a hotel.
我又对他不认识不熟悉。
So since I do not know him well,
弟兄姐妹，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们有没有想过？耶稣基督接待一个罪人。
Have you think about Jesus Christ welcomes and accept accommodate a sinner?
我们接待一个陌生的弟兄姐妹又算什么？
So, how about when we accept recepting a stranger, brother and sisters?
当我们还在迷失，我们不配得是个罪人的时候，耶稣基督就来。
When we were lost, when we were a sinner, Jesus Christ came.
他来拯救世上的人。
He's coming to save our lost.
今天早上我们在练圣诞诗歌的时候，我们就唱到这句话。
Today, when we, in this morning, when we rehearsal Christmas celebration hymns, we sang this song.
有一段词就是说，当我迷失的时候，
A sentence say, when I lost,
我快点跑去找耶稣。
I go, hurry up to find Jesus.
不是这样的歌词。
It's not. This is not true.
如果你今天早上唱了，你就会发现是耶稣就来找我。
If you think rehearsal this morning, you will find it is Jesus Christ who came to us.
是因为他来，我们才有希望。
Because he came, then we have hope.
我们接受他的邀请，进入他的家。
We accept his invitation, entering his kingdom.
感谢神。
Thanks God.
哦，接下来这边他该由还这个约翰还鼓励该由提醒他说，你接待 为主名的弟兄姐妹，你就是跟他一起同工。
And also the John, Apostle John comments God's love. He is faithful to the truth and consistently welcomes the brother and sister in charge of the church with love.
当我们接待与这弟兄姐妹同工的时候，我们就是跟他们在同一战线上面。
So when we're accepting those brothers and sisters who are doing the same work as us, we are standing on the same battlefield.
一个在前面打，一个在后面支援。
Someone is in the front line and someone is the backing up them.
你看保罗现在使徒约翰写了以后，他喜欢做这种强烈对比的这种写作。
And you see the John, Apostle John, he likes to writing in strong comparison.
该由是我们要学习的榜样。
Gaius is our example, live example for us to learn.
他们就转过来说要小心哦，有一群人我们必须要小心。
On the other hand, he warned us to be careful, the other people.
约翰写信给该犹提醒他说，丢特非这个人。
John mentioned in his letter about Diotrephes.
The 丢特非不接待他们，
The Diotrephes did not welcome them.
也就是说他不接受使徒跟使徒的同工。
He didn't so accept all those apostles and the brother and all the co-workers of apostles.
And 这使徒约翰说，我去的时候要提这些事情。
And the apostle said, when I come go there, I will mention it.
就是他用恶言、用谬论、恶意的来诽谤他们。
So he talking in wicked and nonsense against them.
这丢特非不只是说说罢了，
And the trophy is not just saying something.
他自己不接待弟兄，
He refused to welcome the brothers.
就是有人愿意接待，他还禁止。
For those people who are willing to accept them, he also stops them.
并且把这个接待弟兄的人赶出教会。
And put those brothers and sisters out of the church.
非常的凶啊，是不是？
So it's very rude, right?
对，他好为首，
He likes eager to be a leader.
他好为首，但不是好为首来接待，而是好为首来不接待。
He eager to be a leader is not for welcome, but for reject.
他带头了，不接待这些使徒跟同工。
He just being a leader, not hosting apostles and fellow workers.
希望恩典堂有很多的该有，而不要有丢特非这样的恶行。
I hope Great Chinese Church have a lot of guiles, but not their truffles.
那至于我们怎么对待丢特非这样子的恶行呢？
How do we treat the evil deeds from the truffles?
第一个，我们不要学习他嘛，是不是？
First, we should not learn from him, right?
对，我们还可以以善胜恶。
And we also using our good to defeat evil.
我们接下来看看他怎么建议这个使徒约翰怎么建议该犹去做。
Let's see how John, Apostle John mentioned Gaio, how should he do?
亲爱的兄弟啊，又来了。
It's coming again, beloved.
那这是已经是第四次了，是吧？
That's the fourth times.
才15节，你们就讲了亲爱的兄弟啊。
In verse 15, it said, dear beloved.
不要效法恶，
Do not imitate evil.
不要学习丢特非那个恶行，
Do not imitate the traffic.
只要效法善。
The only imitate good.
他说怎么样？行善的属乎神，
Whoever does good is from God.
行恶的未曾见过神。
Whoever does evil has not seen God.
行善的属乎神，就是从神而生。
Whoever does good is from God is just we live from God.
是神的儿女，
Is that we are God's children.
是属神的，
It's belong to God.
是行真理的，
It's going practice truth.
是爱神的，
It's love to God.
是爱真理的。
Love truth.
行恶的呢？
Who those does evil, they have not seen God.
就是未曾在光明中行。
They just fear God's live, walk in the light.
你看，约翰用未曾见过神，看到。
So John Apostle using have not seen.
在约翰一书讲到，神就是光。
In John first saying God is light.
耶稣就是世上的光。
Jesus Christ is the light to the world.
在光明中行，就是与神相交。
Under the light, we walk under the light is walking with God.
就是与神团契。
It's a fellowship with God.
与神团契，就有跟与神建立亲密的关系。
Fellowshipping with God means we create a close relationship with God.
就是认识神啦，也认识耶稣。
We know God.
接下来这边我想跟大家分享一个字，他说行善的，什么是善？
Second, I want to share a word. It's saying imitate the good. What is good?
今天这边蛮温暖的，我觉得。
Today, it's very warm inside the worship center.
是听听神给我们讲的话语，然后睡个小觉，实际上也蛮舒服的。
So, when hearing God's word, we also take a nap. What a beautiful thing.
但现在的话，可能要听一下哦。
Now we need to listen carefully.
这很关键的是行善，效法善，什么是善？
So it's a key. So when we imitate the good, what is good?
使徒约翰讲到，用一个字，效法善，行善。
So the Apostle John mentioned imitate the good. What is good?
你知道，在诗篇里面讲了好多好多善。
In Psalms, there are so many things we can call good.
在诗篇一百篇，在我把它念一串念下来啊。 诗篇100、106、107、118、119、135、136、143。
In Psalm 100, 106, 107, 118, 119, 135, 136, and 143.
你不小心一翻都会看到那句话。
Whenever you turn your Bible to any of them, you will see a sentence.
甚至在历代记上、历代志下，你也可以看得到。
Even in the other books, you can see that.
你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
早上我们的诗歌也讲说，神是善，是信实的，他的信实存到万代。
In morning, hymn say, God is good, he is trustworthy. Jesus
耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
善与爱，
Good and love,
跑不开。
they are always coming hand by hand.
我们读到这时候，约翰讲了，有没有讲到亲爱的？
When we read that, John said, Beloved,
亲爱的，
beloved,
在真理中所爱的，
it's a love from the truth.
接待弟兄姐妹需不需要爱？
Accepting or welcoming our brother and sister, do we need the love?
准备午餐需不需要爱？
Preparing a lunch, do we need the love?
在恩典堂的宴席，
In our church gathering and dinner,
好多好吃的，但是不能缺少爱。
even though a lot of delicious food, but we cannot in short of love.
耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Oh, Jesus is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
在马太福音，有一位少年官，他去问耶稣说："良善的夫子啊，大家记不记得那个故事？"
In Matthew, chapter 19, he said to him, "Why do you ask me about what is good?"
对，他问他说：“你为什么称我良善呢
He asked, "Why do you ask me about what is good?"
？”神才是，只有神是良善。
Only God is good.
耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
耶稣是良善的父子。
And Jesus Christ is good, a good teacher.
效法善，也就是效法耶稣基督。
To imitate good and do good means to imitate Jesus Christ.
什么是效法呢？
What is imitation?
效法就是跟着做嘛，是不是？
Imitation just follow him and do what he is doing.
耶稣跟我们讲什么？
Jesus Christ, what Jesus Christ told us?
耶稣跟我们讲过这么一句话。
Jesus Christ said one thing to
哦，对不
us.
起，我按错了。他说，要跟从我的人最怎么样？要就要背起自己的十字架来跟从他嘛，是不是？
He said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
就是要舍己嘛，是不是？
So you need to give out yourself.
还有什么地方？哦，对，我漏掉这个东西，我再倒回来一点，好不好？耶和华本为善，是不是？
I missed something. Let's go back. Look at. So,
在
Jesus
英文里
Christ.
面，耶和华善是什么？是 good 嘛，是吧？
Good.
你们有没有听过这个善？如果把神拿掉是什么？
Have you heard if we see a good without God?
God, if without God.
So if we take out the God from the word good,
就是 nothing。
it's a zero, nothing left.
我听过于牧师，还有另外一个美国牧师举这个例子，哎，这蛮有意思的。
I heard this good example from Pastor Yu and other American pastors.
没有善，没有神的善是空的。
A good without God is nothing.
善跑不了神。
So the good is always goes with God.
在以弗所书也跟我们讲过，保罗讲的，说我们应该效法神，好像慈爱的儿女一样。
In Ephesians, Paul also said we need to imitate God as we are the children of God.
这个儿女长得像父母，也是不断的在学习父母嘛，是吧？
So these children also, we born like Jesus, but we also follow Jesus Christ.
看着父母那样子来学习他。
We imitate our parents as our parents
你
to
看，
learn
这边
from
又
him.
跑出来了，效法神，要凭着爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为
Today,
我们舍己。
what we can read, we need to imitate God like God loves us.
所以看到耶稣舍己的爱。
So we see God's is his love who truly gave out himself.
你要讨神的喜欢，要跟随耶稣基督，就
We,
要舍己的爱。
if we need to praise God and let God learn God's love, we need to sacrifice ourselves.
这也就是说，我们要背起十字架，舍己跟随耶稣。
It means we need to carry out our own cross and follow him.
效法善，行善。
And imitate good, so doing the good thing.
还有以弗所书这边也讲到了，我们原是神所做成的，是在基督耶稣里创造的，为的是要做什么？行各样的善事。
And Ephesians, we are seeing, for we are God's handwork created in Christ Jesus to do good work.
这边我刚刚提过了，对不对？是不是要跟从耶稣，我们就要舍己自己的十字架？
So I mentioned previously, when we if we follow Jesus, we need to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him.
圣经里面也有多处提到，要我们行善怎么样？不要丧志，不要灰心。
In Bibles, there's many places ask us do not lose our faith when we do our good things.
会有收成的时候，就是赏赐的时候。
So if we do not give up, so then as we have opportunities and we for in due season we will reap.
叫我们有机会的时候要向众人行善。
As we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. In Galatians, this is recorded in Galatians chapter 6.
我在进入这个以前，我还想到一件事情，我们可以效法耶稣的。
When I come to this place, I remember there's another thing we can imitate God.
而且是耶稣跟我们讲说，这是我们应该学习他。
And as also Jesus taught us, we need to learn him as an example.
而且是在最后的晚餐的时候，耶稣做了一件事情。So
God, Jesus Christ did one thing in the Last Supper.
有谁想到是什么事情？
Have anyone mentioned and remember what was it?
哦，有人跟我讲是彼此洗脚，谢谢。
Someone said is to wash foot each other's.
我是不是把时间看错？12点半吗？现在？
Yes.
现在真的是12点半了。
Yes. Almost like 3 minutes left. No, 3 minutes left to 12:30. It's just a little
Is
bit.
real 12:30 now?
Yes.
难怪我觉得大家肚子都饿的样子。 那我快一点，在这边接下来啊，很快的，约翰赞赏丢特费三件事情。
So now we see the Apostle John gave the praise to Demetrius.
说丢特费这个人，他做的善行，大家都可以看得到。So
all this Demetrius, what he did, we all can see.
而且这边讲。 又有真理给他做见证，意思就是说，他所做的行为是符合真理的。So
it also means his character and conduct confirm the truth.
而且约翰与同工都可以亲自给他做见证。And
John himself also knew him and praised for him, testified for him.
所以他的好行为是大家都可以看得到的。So
all his behaviors, good deeds, can be seen from.
该由自己也可以看得出来的。And
Gaius also can see himself.
我想这边有个要点，就是跟我们讲，做见证有两方面。Here
is the one thing I need to mention to testify. There's two folds.
就像路大姐刚刚站起来做见证。Like
Sister Lu just gave us the testimony.
数算神的恩典。It's
counting God's blessing.
见证还有另外一个方向，就是生活要有见证。On
the other hand, we need to have a testimony in our lives.
你看到没有？不只要说，我们自己要做出来，活出来。You
see, well, not only we need to say, but also we need to live out.
刚刚好像我也听到这样子的话语啊。I
just heard this word.
对，记得这两方面啊。这个我不讲了，时间不够了。然后已经快要结束了，所以你们可以放松口气了。It's
almost the end, so you can relax.
这约翰三书的教导是要鼓励我们信徒在日常生活中以真理为基础。So
the teaching from John 3 is when we in our lives, we need to live out the truth.
效法基督，活出爱来。And
follow Christ in the daily lives based on truth, to live out love and witness good deeds.
见证神的美善。
Good, witness God's love and to be an.
当我们这样做的时候，我们可以彼此学习，彼此做，成为彼此的榜样。When
we do this, we can learn from each other, become a living example for all others.
睁开眼睛看看，恩典堂有很多该由跟迪米丢。We
open our eyes, we see so many Gaius and Demetrius in our great Chinese church.
OK， 最后问安，我想要提一点，就是第15节。
So in the last part of greetings, I want to mention one thing in verse 15.
就是约翰的问安是按着姓名一一的问安。
So John's, finally those greetings are given by name from John, Apostle John.
所以这个约翰不是说，哦，你去那边教会问，跟讲说大家好，就是这样。
He not just saying, "Hey guys, how are you?"
他知道每一个人的名字。
He knows everyone's name.
哇哦，每一只羊的名字他都数得出来。
He knows the name of every sheep he pastoring.
按着姓名一一问安。
He greets each other by their names.
他看下去，每个人的名字他都知道。
So he knows everyone's name.
这让我想到，耶稣是个好牧人。
This reminds me. Jesus is a good shepherd.
他在呼唤着你，呼唤着我。
He's calling us, calling me.
他在点名。
He's making for people who are coming.
他在告诉朋友们：打开你的心，跟随主耶稣，接受主的邀请与招待。
He's telling us, friends, open your heart, come to me.
进入主的宴席，
Open your heart to the king's invitation and his dinner.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，谢谢你，
Thanks, dear Lord. We thank you.
谢谢你给我们这段话语。
Thank you for these words to us.
愿今天所有来到你面前的人都能享受你所预备的宴席。
May all of us coming today can enjoy your food from you.
效法主耶稣你的美善，
Imitate the good from Jesus Christ,
将荣耀归给神。
and we give glories to our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.